This is the Hot Corner on the Sports Superstation with your host, Ryan McKenna.
Hello and welcome to the Hot Corner. I'm the host for the show, Ryan McKenna, and you're tuning in to our eighth episode of the season. In this episode, we talk about the loss of one of the Yankees' true patriots, I guess you could say, one of the long-lasting Yankee bosses loses his life to a heart attack this week. As well, we have lots of All-Star news. It wasn't a very busy week in baseball, so just a few stories here for you today. And here they are.
The Hot Corner News.
The baseball world lost a member this past Tuesday with the death of George Steinbrenner. Steinbrenner died on the day of the 81st All-Star Game at the age of 80. The cause of death was a heart attack. Steinbrenner, or better known as The Boss, took control of the Yankees in 1973, and during his tenure as owner, the New York Yankees won 7 World Series along with 11 pennants. Steinbrenner demanded respect along with discipline while he was the owner, and that did not go unnoticed with the team, as they were expected to win the World Series every year that they played. He will be missed by many. Now talking about that All-Star game, the National League ended a 13-game losing streak as they beat the American League in the 81st edition of the All-Star game 3-1. The American League struck first, however, in the bottom of the fifth when Robinson Cano had a RBI sac fly to make the game 1-0. In the seventh, with the bases loaded, All-Star game MVP Brian McCann of the Atlanta Braves cleared the bases with a 3-RBI double. That just about did it for the scoring. Winning pitcher was Matt Capps, while Phil Hughes of the Yankees took the loss. Dodgers closer Jonathan Broxton recorded the save. Prior to the game, there was a moment of silence held for George Steinbrenner, while Derek Jeter's at-bat in the first inning was called by the late Bob Shepard. For more on the game, visit the Hot Corner blog, where I published a blog post regarding my thoughts on the All-Star game. Big Poppy David Ortiz was this year's winner of the State Farm Home Run Derby, which took place last Monday evening. The Red Sox designated hitter hit 11 home runs in the final round of the Derby to edge out Florida Marlins shortstop Hanley Ramirez, who only hit 5 home runs in that final round. Ortiz dedicated the win to the late Jose Lima, who passed away in May. Ortiz and Lima were fellow countrymen out of the Dominican Republic. The Derby also saw State Farm donate over $500,000 to the Boys and Girls Club of America. A not overly huge trade, but a significant one nonetheless, as the Toronto Blue Jays and Atlanta Braves swapped shortstops, as Alex Rodriguez, who had 17 home runs at the time of the trade, went to the Atlanta Braves, while Yunel Escobar, who did not get along well with manager Bobby Cox in Atlanta, was moved to the Blue Jays. The Jays also got reliever Jojo Reyes in the transaction, while the Braves got two prospects, pitcher Tim Collins and shortstop Tyler Pastrnicki. In my opinion, the Jays got the better of this deal. After reading many opinions from around the league, I came to this conclusion. 1. Escobar is 7 years younger than Gonzalez. 2. Escobar adds speed to the Jays lineup, which will get the Jays 3-4-5 hitters more opportunities, with Fred Lewis batting first and then Escobar batting second. And finally, Escobar had great numbers in the on-base percentage department in the last 3 years before this year. We'll see how it turns out. Oh, also to mention that Jojo Reyes at AA New Hampshire this past week pitched eight innings for the Fisher Cats and only had 1 earned run. Good for him. The Toronto Blue Jays also signed a couple players this past week as they signed 2 highly touted Venezuelan teenagers. Adonis Cardona is a 6'4 pitcher with a fastball that already tops out at 93 miles per hour, while Gabriel Cienes is a 6'1 third baseman with a good arm, according to Sportsnet.ca. The Jays have been busy signing talent from that region, as Adonis Hedgefaria is another name, as he was signed earlier this season. He's a Cuban shortstop. San Francisco Giants took a chance this week as they signed Dontrell Willis to a minor league contract. Willis will play for the Giants' AAA affiliate, the Fresno Grizzlies. Big boy Benji Molina, with his new ball club, did what not too many 225 pound men do, and that is hit for the cycle. Molina collected them all, a single, double, triple, and home run in the Rangers' 8-4 win over the Boston Red Sox. Did I mention that the home run was a grand slam? Good for you, Benji. At about this time last year, the Los Angeles Dodgers were just about to acquire reliever George Sherrill from the Baltimore Orioles. Well, it was reported this week that Sherrill was placed on waivers by the Dodgers. Sherrill pitched 19 and two-thirds innings while as a Dodger this year, and he had an ERA over 7. Edinson Volquez returned to the Cincinnati Reds on Saturday and pitched great. He pitched 6 innings while allowing 1 run while striking out 9. Volquez was on the 16-day DL after he had Tommy John surgery in February, and while he was on the DL, he was also suspended for 50 games due to the usage of performance-enhancing drugs. That's all for the news. Now it's time for the injury report.
The Hot Corner Injury Report.
As we mentioned in our last episode, how Canadian Justin Morneau would have to miss the All-Star game due to a concussion. Well, that concussion has landed Morneau on the 15-day disabled list, as those concussion symptoms linger. Morneau is eligible to come off the DL July 23rd. Matt Wieters of the Baltimore Orioles hit the DL Thursday with a sore right hamstring. Wieters is hitting .245 with 6 home runs on the year. An interesting series of events landed San Diego Padres pitcher Matt Latos on the 15-day DL while attempting to hold back a sneeze. A sneeze, yes. In Colorado this past week, he apparently strained a muscle in his left side, landing him on the DL. That must have been quite a sneeze, folks. Latos is 10-4 on the year. In other Padres injury news, setup man Mike Adams was also placed in the DL with a strained left oblique. Kerry Wood is not having the best of years this year. He has a record of 1-4 with an ERA over 6 and has only 8 saves as the Indians closer. To make things worse, Wood was placed on the DL this past week with a blister in his right index finger. This is Wood's 14th appearance on the disabled list in his Major League Baseball career. Just a mere 10 days after coming off the DL, Brewers lefty Doug Davis is back on it with tendonitis in his left elbow. Davis has struggled this year with an ERA of 7.51. That's it for the injury report. Thank you everyone for tuning into this short and sweet episode of the Hot Corner. This was episode 8. I'm Ryan McKenna, and to lead you out this week, we have a clean version of a new song by Little John and 303. This one's called Hey. Hope you enjoyed and have a great week, folks. We'll see you next week.
The Hot Corner is a presentation of Sports Superstation. This show was written, directed, and produced by Ryan McKenna. Editing and technical director is Matthew McKenna. Marketing department and assistant technical director is Mitchell McKenna. Engineer, Patrick McKenna. Senior baseball analyst, Adam Connell. See you next week.